Everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I am here with D. Greg Wilson.
Hey.
Alan Juban.
What's up, guys?
NCAA champion, Bellator fighter, Bubba Jenkins.
What's up?
I want to thank our sponsor. Guys, we are on Tip a Fighter now. So that means that you can tip us directly. You don't have to go through any, if you like the show, throw us cash, okay? The more cash we have, the more shows we could have, the more I could pay my co-hosts, happier everyone is. All right, so we are on Tip a Fighter. If we give you entertainment and you want to show us how you appreciate it, tip us. We will gladly say thank you, and yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So
we'll
there you go.
We'll return the favor and show you a picture of our tips.
Yes, exactly. but things are good, actually. I actually woke up to a little bit, I'll tell you something kind of annoying that happened today. So I don't know if you guys ever saw the show I did, Comedian Attacked at Wedding, where I do comedy at a wedding, and somebody tries to fight me, right? So it's on YouTube. It has like 250,000 hits or something. Every day I get people arguing back and forth about how it's funny or not. I don't even read the comments.
So I
get a call from True TV, said, hey, they want to focus the clip on the show The Greatest Wedding Ever, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds like a fun show. They're going to give me a little bit of money. Not much, but why not, right?
Yeah.
So I go down there, I do the interview, everything is going well, they said they love it, and then I get an email from them going, hey, just so you know, your episode airs this Tuesday. I'm like, great. So I look on it, it's a clip show.
I could have told you that.
And
It's
True TV. And all these comedians are going to be...
Are going to be bagging on you.
Yeah, hopefully they're not going to be bagging on me, but I'm a little nervous that, like, you know... I'm going to get roasted. I didn't know this. I thought it was going to be like a show about the 10 greatest weddings or something. I didn't realize it was going to be comedians, and it's all like... You know, Tiffany Haddish and these other comedians. So I'm just like,
I used to be on The Greatest.
No, it's a brand new thing called The Greatest. I was on America.
Because I was on a show called The Greatest on VH1.
But I used to be on like America's Dumbest This, America's Dumbest Drivers, America. I did like 21 of those like 6 years ago. But now I'm on the other side. I didn't know. I'm a little nervous about this. I mean, should I be concerned?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to be attacked on by people you know. And because they know you, they're going to be even worse.
Fuck, they better not.
I don't know. They may be nicer to you because they're comedians and it's a comedy clip. But you are, I mean, I can't believe you didn't realize that's what you were getting set up.
They didn't say it was a clip show. They just said, hey, a show called The Greatest Wedding Ever. So I'm like, okay, sure. And I was like, all right. I mean, the clip's already online. I'm like, what difference does it make?
You're right. Did they pay some money for it? They usually throw you a couple bucks for it.
Yeah, a couple bucks. But it was just a little annoying because I'm like, now I'm like, do I even tell people to watch this?
No.
Don't, right?
You record it. You watch it first in the privacy of your own home. And then once you realize what you got, then you can promote it.
Oh, God. It's like everything. Nothing
but you don't want to get that up.
Nothing comes easy, man. It's just annoying.
It's life, man.
It's life. Who knows? Maybe it'll be funny. Maybe.
I can't believe. What'd you think? All they have are clip shows.
I didn't know, man. I was just like.
You used to be on True TV. How could you think it was anything different?
I did not know that it was a clip show. And I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they'll say, like, hey, I'm a comedian too, and I've done some hell gigs or something. Or they'll go on that angle. I know these comedians. Like,
they won't.
Some of them open for me. Like, this is like a little bit like, all right, if they come at me, like, it might be. You know, roast back time, but we'll see.
You can't, because they're doing it in the confines of your show, which you agreed to. You can't roast back now, because that makes you look like a sore loser. Sour grapes.
Fuck.
That's it, man.
You got to swallow and be like, yeah, I knew they were going to tear me apart.
Straight,
love those guys.
Straight knowledge from Greg Wilson. Straight knowledge.
Thank
dropping
you.
Wisdom.
That's the way it is.
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's talk about Alan. So Alan Juban came to my show on Wednesday night in Vegas. That was awesome.
Yeah, you killed it, man.
Night before your fight, you brought your whole team, Kenny Johnson.
My family. It was the first time I've heard, you know, your type of jokes, perverted, whatever the hell you do, with my family there.
Oh, nice.
Pretty interesting.
Oh, I'm glad I wasn't on the show.
Everybody
that embarrassed you, Jesus Christ.
Were they laughing, your family?
Man, they were cracking up. Honestly, dude, you killed it, man. Like, I didn't even, I felt bad because we took a picture after the show. I didn't post it that night. I normally post a picture after I go to your show or something, but I was just in fight mode. And then a John Jones thing had just happened.
Yeah.
As soon as his gig was over, we got out, and Adam talks about John Jones, and I don't believe anything he says.
You shouldn't.
Right, you know what I mean?
Look what happened to that poor Brie girl.
Like 2 days after.
Oh, man.
So we looked it up, man. We were kind of all in
shock. I can't get you pregnant.
But no worries. So, man, all in all, though, you killed it, dude. Now, I was shocked about your show was – like all the comedians that night were really good, But you tell like fucking 500 jokes like in your 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude, it was like that's all we talked about on the way home. We were like, how the fuck does Adam remember all that shit? How do you just keep rolling them off like that, man?
I love it though. I mean, it's also like my job. It's like saying, how do you throw 500 punches in a fight or something? Well, you know?
But do you remember them in chunks? Like one joke leads you into a set of jokes.
Sometimes it'll be hard if I go over to the crowd, do crowd work, and then try to come back
to where you were exactly right. And that's the way I think most comics do it when they have that versatility in their act. They're kind of in chunks.
Yeah.
And so if you remember the top joke, it will lead you into the next, you know, 7 or 10 minutes.
Well, that was the other thing that like my aunts were there. They were real impressed with the way you would go and work the crowd and then play off of that and stuff. Like they couldn't, they were baffled. But like,
I appreciate
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like good, the Juban family. Now your fight was awesome. You fought Bilal Muhammad. The guy is tough. I mean, you kicked this guy in the head. You dropped him like what? Twice in the first round.
Twice in the first, once in the second.
Yeah. Were you surprised he was able to get up?
I mean, not surprised that he was able to get up. Normally, I don't know. I don't have that many like knockout cold one punch walkaways, but I have a lot of I knock you almost out and then I beat the shit out of you and they stop it. And I would knock him down and then almost out, and then he would bounce back immediately. And I was shocked how fast he would recover. I mean, immediately he would jump into like a double leg or something. So he was just one of those guys that it was really hard to put away. But I noticed right away, man, at weigh-ins. Could you see on TV like the size of his head? I don't know if it gave it as much, if it showed it as well as it was in person, but his head was enormous. I mean, one of the biggest heads. I'm kind of a head connoisseur. Like, as a fighter, you size guys
up. Is it bigger than Tito's head?
Man, for
Tito's
170,
got a big motherfucking head.
Pound for pound, 170, this guy had the biggest head I've ever seen, bro.
He's Easter
huge.
Island.
But you know how it is,
fighters.
You size guys up, you see a guy you might be fighting, you're like, damn, that guy's big traps.
Do you think a bigger the head, the harder it is to knock a guy out?
Absolutely. No. I do.
Well, I think because it's easier to hit him.
Well,
he's got a bigger head. He got a bigger target.
The conversation that we had, we're like, those 4 ounce gloves are only going to cover about 10% of this guy's knockout. I've got the advantage. But I honestly, just if you think about it, like the guy's head is abnormally large. His skull's got to be a little bit thicker than normal to support it. And it shows that guys like Chris Leben's, Tito Ortiz's, this guy, Bilal Muhammad, they could take a punch, man.
But Bigfoot Silva, before when he was on TRT, he was very hard to knock out.
Yeah.
And then, so now they say sometimes when I watch these boxing matches or that when you hit somebody as hard as you can or you drop them and they get up, it's discouraging for you. Is it discouraging for you?
Yeah, no, I think Brian Stann even made that point during the fight. But as a fighter, I mean, everybody's different, but me as a fighter, like, I'm focused, you know. Like
Brian Stann's got a big head.
He does.
You see it on TV. It takes half the screen. You're like, whoa.
It's always like well groomed.
I don't mind when girls have big heads.
Yeah, exactly. Very Howie.
I kind of like it when chicks have big heads for some reason.
Yeah, no.
That's because you were really noticing them as a dude.
I don't really notice girls with big heads. There's too much hair usually.
What girls are you bringing home?
I don't know.
That's because it's a dude and you're fucking a guy.
If their head's as the size of their cock, I'm totally cool.
I didn't get discouraged at all, man. I mean, if anything, it did the opposite. I was thinking, fuck, I'm landing at like a 95% accuracy right now, a ratio, you know, so. I was like, I mean, the first punch I threw in the fight, I dropped him. You know, the very first punch
that's
I threw.
That's got to feel good.
So I was like, shit, I'm on point. I never really throw an overhand to lead off the fight, and I dropped him with that and then landed a head kick and another overhand. So I was like, I'm good. I'm going to finish this guy. He's tough, but I'm definitely going to finish this guy. But the third time I hit him, I broke my hand, and after that it was kind of
now, I was worried about you because you got a 2-round lead going into the third.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Alan, I know how you like to fight. I know how you want to excite the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm like, but this dude, you know, he's dangerous, and he's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, maybe Alan will coast a little bit. He'll win the round with a jab. He'll stay away.
I'll try him,
he'll get the decision. Instead, you get into Rocky IV, where you guys trade punches, and he hurt you. Were you ever, like, hurt?
I was never rocked, but it was just like, fuck, I just got punched 5 times in the face, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here. But, yeah, honestly, no disrespect to him, but I felt his power, and I know that I've been hit way harder than that. And I said, okay, this guy's not knocking me out, but I can't let him fucking put 4 or 5 punch combos together on my face.
Yeah.
I think he just realized at the end of the second round, fuck, this. All of a sudden, I'm not throwing my left hand, and he felt that opening. All of a sudden, and man, watching it was so frustrating because so many times I wanted, the punch was there. I even slapped him a couple times because I just instinctively was trying to, like, you know, get the fuck away from me kind of thing. And I'm slapping him, and I'm thinking, fuck, if I'm landing these slaps so easily.
My hand was good.
Yeah. You would have been asleep. You know what I mean? So, right. Like I said, I got nothing but respect for the guy, but I would bet my house on it that if my hand hadn't broke, I would have put him away the second round or the beginning of the third round. But to your point that I like to fight, man, if I hadn't broke my hand and he hadn't made it a more interesting fight, we might not have got the fight of the night.
So you got an extra what?
50,000.
Yeah, nice.
Once the drug test comes back, it's clear.
Nice. Oh, really? They don't pay you the drug test?
You don't get paid until like 8-9 weeks, drug test, clear, all that stuff. So, yeah, it would be nice if they just handed you a check. But it's one of those, like, long processes for sure.
That's kind
of
bullshit because the UFC got their money. I mean, they got their ratings.
Well, it's just because
they're not returning any pay per view money, you know,
based on
Lesnar's fucking dirty test.
I think they made that switch. I don't know if they made that switch, but I know I remember an incident a couple years ago. Misha Tate's boyfriend,
Brian Caraway,
who actually I have a lot of respect for now, watching him fight and seeing his story. I think he was on a card where somebody had got the bonus.
Pat Healy.
Maybe it was Healy. Yeah. And then he failed his drug test or something. Yeah, he smoked weed. He had a double bonus, maybe?
Yeah.
He smoked some weed, something. I might be merging the two, but long story short, somebody got busted. They had already been given the bonus, so they gave him Pat Healy's bonus. And maybe that's why they put that rule in effect. They're like, look, let's make sure all the fighters come back clean before we pay them, you know?
Right. Now,
it also gives them a good incentive to go into the fight clean. Because if I fight my ass off, if I do a great job, I can possibly get that $50,000 if my test is clean.
Absolutely. Look at Pat Healy. He won his fight, that fight that we're referring to where he came up. I think he had some weed in his system.
It was him versus Jim Miller.
Yeah. He won a fight over Jim Miller, tough fight, got the victory bonus, and then I want to say he got a double bonus, man. So that's $100,000. So you're thinking he probably got the win bonus was an extra maybe 20, let's say. $120,000.
That's an expensive blunt.
He said,
they take that and fine you. Now you're negative.
That's an expensive blunt.
I asked about that.
That is some Snoop Dogg weed right
that's,
there.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He said his wife wanted to kill him. I talked about that. He says his wife.
Fuck up.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah. That's,
can you imagine? That you have a, hey, babe, we got $120,000.
Like always telling him, put the fucking weed away.
But you got to think, it doesn't take 8 to 9 weeks to do this test. This is the UFC. They got the money. They can put the rush on it. This shouldn't take more than a couple of days.
I don't know why it takes so long. I don't know.
That is weird.
That's very strange.
Now, one of my favorite things at the end of your fight, though, was when you were like,
oh, man.
Let me fight at MSG. You're like, I'll get Fashion Avenue down here.
You're like,
the fashion industry.
The fashion industry.
Right.
You're like, models,
You're like, I'll get the fashion industry. And all I could think of, like, Alan's next fight, you get all these, like, flaming gay.
Totally. These gay designers. That guy, Leon Talley. Or whatever, will be front row. Leon Talley will be front row in his suit and whatever. This is exciting. Alan Jabbar, number one. You're gonna have to come out. You're gonna be the first fighter to walk down the runway, then back up the runway, then back down the runway. Like before you enter the fucking ring.
Oh my god.
You gotta do three turns. Yes. And he's going, oh, he's looking good. He's wearing Louis Vuitton.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? You gotta do an interview.
Rainbow flags in the crowd and everything.
They have they have like some
you're
guy in like
glitter.
Some guy like in like a mink coat. They have Magic Johnson's son, EJ. EJ in New York.
EJ in New York, yeah.
Oh, that would be so funny. Yeah. And man, all I could think was like say that you fought Nick Diaz, so you have like the 209 versus Fashion Avenue.
Dude, I was so embarrassed when I
so why did you say that?
It was kind of already kind of had in my head, look, I'm calling out the top 15. I need to be in the top 15. I want that big fight. I knew I wanted to fight in New York. I want to be on that Madison Square Garden card. And then
everybody does.
And then
right?
I had my agent. I had a lot of people from New York at this fight. I had my agents, some people from agency. Excuse me. So they were all there. It was kind of in my head. My manager, I'm blaming it on you, AJ. He kind of planted that seed. He was like, man, like let them know that you have pool that you can bring, like, you know, like I had this Versace campaign.
Got
coming
mad
out,
dudes.
You know what I'm saying? I got this. So I was like, all of a sudden, I
got scrawny bitches and gay guys, yo. Come on, let them know.
I appointed myself like the spokesman of the fashion industry, apparently.
You gotta have like chapless shorts where your ass is coming out. Like he walks out and like,
you gotta do the LeBron thing, but with glitter instead of
bottles. Can you imagine they cut to the crowd and it's all like these like models and Kanye and Beyonce or whatever?
That'd be hot, actually, man. Yeah. I mean, that's what they need.
I mean, honestly, my agent, Well, yeah, they're trying to merge the two worlds, man. They're trying to get the fashion people to start supporting UFC and vice versa.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I think it's a little violent for this crowd. Personally, I think they would attend one match and little blood flies. They'd be like, oh, my.
Those shorts.
I'll meet you at a rooftop bar to discuss this later.
Those shorts are hideous.
You know how they love rooftop bars. Yeah. That's their favorite fucking thing.
That was so funny. Now, word is that you and Elias, are you guys going to fight? You and Elias Teodoro?
No. He's another week.
Battle of the Beauties?
Yeah.
We're friends, man. We're friends on Twitter and whatnot, but he's really into his hair, man.
He's
a funny guy.
He's fucking good.
He's a funny Canadian guy. Like he is a
funny Canadian. Oh, yeah, he's 185. Now, Bubba Jenkins.
What's up?
Now, for weeks and weeks and weeks, we have been complaining that Bellator is dropping the ball
with him. Weeks?
Months. That
just
here
weeks.
They got a guy that's 9-2, 10-2. What's your record?
My record is 11-2.
11-2. 11-2. First loss is very early in your career. Only loss was to Georgie, which I thought might have been. It was a quick choke. You know, it wasn't like you got dominated. It was just whatever. Now here you are. You're on a 3-fight winning streak. You're a national champion. You got your life together. What is the news that you're going to give us?
News is we got a fight.
Yay!
Shout out to all the MMA Roasted fans who was hashtagging Get Bubba a Fight. That was unbelievably dope because I really do feel like the MMA Roasted fans got us a fight, you know, because one, nothing that I was doing, because I was doing the same thing, saying the same thing, calling, you know, making sure that I can get a fight, and it wasn't happening until hashtag MMA Roasted Get Bubba J a Fight.
What, and you just couldn't get a fight? You literally just like, I want an opponent? You didn't have an opponent, or it wasn't the right guy?
I said yes to anyone and everyone.
Yeah. He's number 5 in the division. And the number 1-2 guys were fighting each other, number 3 and 4.
But 3 and 4 have declined to fight twice each. So
who are you fighting now?
Georgie Karakanyan. Gotcha. I'm fighting Georgie Karakanyan, my last loss.
I was about to say rematch.
Yes, round 2. One more to settle the score, get this right.
Now Georgie, now you're on a 2-fight winning streak.
Three-fight
winning streak. George's on a 2-fight losing streak.
Right.
The guys who have beaten him, Pat Curran and
Weichel,
they learned from your mistake. Because when he fought you, he had 3 guillotines in a row.
He's probably got, I mean, out of 10 fights, he's probably got 8 guillotines.
And those guys, they stood on the outside and they beat him in a kickboxing match, basically.
Right.
Is that the plan?
Well, I'm obviously not going to give out my game plan, being that he's a friend of the show. And,
yes,
he is. You know, he is also a friend.
You know, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, well, let me tell you exactly what I'm going to do on August 26th.
Out of him too?
So, yeah, yes. But no, you know, I saw the recipe on how to beat him, and obviously, you know, I'm not going to make the same mistakes. I was very immature in my stage when I fought him, you know, as far as like really sticking to a game plan. You know, I didn't really go through the amateur process of like, okay, this is the game plan we've been doing all fight camp, so when we go into this amateur fight, stick to a game plan. Oh, you don't stick to a game plan? Okay, what's round 2? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna, you know, when the shit hits the fan, you gotta know what's going on. And in the first fight with Georgie Karakanyan, shit hit the fan quick for me. And I just panicked. I didn't really know how to calm down, stick a jab out there. I just went to, oh, shit, I got to take him down. He's going to kick me kind of thing.
Well, you've been wrestling since you were 5 years old.
Right. So I immediately went for a double, got a good double, got a good slam out of it, got scared in a guillotine, got out of that one. And immediately I was saying, okay, throw some hands. And then he threw a kick. And I was like, fuck, there's a double leg. You know what I mean? So I just panicked and wasn't experienced enough to stay where I wanted to stay and stick to a game plan, which was to mix up everything. I mean, obviously we were going to wrestle him, but to add the kicks, add the punches, move a little bit. He likes a slow, easy pace, you know, go a little heavy and then back off the pedal, you know, stuff like that. So I didn't stick to that. But this time, being a little bit more mature, 4 or 5 fights later, you know, I think I'm a much better fighter than I was, obviously, a year ago. If I'm not, I haven't gotten any better. I just wasted a whole year.
Now, who are you bringing in, or do you have anybody in your camp to emulate what George is going to do?
You want me to do that?
everybody in my camp, you know, has a tough guillotine. You know, with AJ and Antonio being in there, all those guys are really good at grappling. Jason Manley comes in once a week, so he's, you know,
I like that dude. He's a good dude.
He's a really good dude. I like Jason Manley a lot. Just, you know, it's jiu-jitsu at a high rate. You know what I mean? So that's basically what I would look
out for.
Now,
Alan, you're Bubba's coach, right? Bubba's coming off a loss to a guy, first round knockout, won 3 fights in a row. Yeah, Georgie Karakanyan.
First round choke out.
This guy, Georgie's had over 30 fights. Veteran. He's fought everybody from Joe Warren to this guy to that guy. What do you tell Bubba?
shoot the double A.
So just surprise him.
Do you, Bubba? Do you?
Right. Now, what about a double leg with your head on the right in the center of his chest?
Yeah, no, I mean, all of those are possibilities. Just the element of surprise is probably the most thing that I got to stick to. Yeah. So don't be so obvious with the double, because I mean, he's such a good guillotine artist. I doubt it matters where your head is as far as him being able to get to the positions that he likes to be in the double
leg. Is it a 3-round fight, 5-round fight?
It's a 3-round fight. No title on the line.
And where's this fight?
It's going to be in Anaheim at the Honda Center, so in Orange County.
And all right, so what's the date?
August 26th.
August 26th. Yeah. And who's the main event?
The main event is Pitbull, Little Pitbull, surprisingly Little Pitbull, and big-ass Benson Henderson.
That's a weird fight.
It's a weird fight, but you know, I already got my pick
Isn't
for
Little
being.
Isn't Little Pitbull like 145?
Yeah, he's a 45-pounder.
And
that's
Ben fought at 170 last.
Gonna be at 50?
Yeah, it's going to be at 55. It's a title elimination fight because he really wants to get his brother's revenge. He is his brother's keeper, so he wants to beat Benson to go get Chandler. Oh, it's an ugly fight. It's going to be bad. But I don't care. I'm thinking Benson Henderson knocks some pressure off that chin, so when I see him, I blow on him and he goes to sleep. You know what I mean?
Now, how
do
much
what you got to do?
Okay, so your fight is at 45. What are you weighing right now?
Enough. Stop fucking asking me.
All right.
Weight.
Okay, so
what,
one.
45?
Yeah, it's always. I mean, I fight at 45. Yeah. So.
Now, are we giving up sex?
Not yet.
August 26th. So July 26th?
Mm-hmm.
So you got like 4 days left, 5 days left?
Couple days. I do 30 days. Yeah. I do 30 days. I know.
Damn, son.
I know.
Sorry for your wife. She's going to take a beating for the next 5 days.
Yeah. No, I do my 30-day thing. It kind of helps me focus. I mean, it's got nothing to do with the fact that there's like this myth that you'll lose your legs and stuff like that. It's a mental thing for me. It's like cutting out the sweets and cutting out everything. I mean, it's cutting out some of the best things in the world.
Sweets.
Yeah,
you're definitely cutting out the sweets.
Sacrificing a lot for this. You know what I mean?
I get it, though. I mean, like, it's like...
There's a mental edge to it.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives you a sharper edge.
Living away from... Being away from a wife for time... You know, you come home and you're not used to it. It's like when you're used to sleeping in bed next to your wife every day, just as a comfort.
Yep.
And then you sleep alone, maybe the first night or two, you don't sleep as well. And same thing, the opposite. And yep. I get what you're saying, man. I don't do a month. That's what
No, a lot of it.
I do like 6 days.
A lot of people don't do a month.
You could do a month if you try.
Yeah.
She's not
going to
let you do a month no matter what.
Yeah, she tricks me with those massages.
With those massages. I've been tricked like that before.
Now, Bubba, how many fights do you have left on this contract?
I believe I have two fights.
Two fights.
Like that.
This and one more?
Yeah, I believe so.
Do they, in Bellator, do they renegotiate before the last fight, or you have to fill out your contract? And then
a lot of times they'll renegotiate before the last fight.
Okay, after this fight,
just to make sure that especially if they want you, they want to make sure that you don't have the ability.
Now the guy from Titan offered you $50,000 to fight their champion.
Yeah,
what was that gentleman's name?
What?
The guy from Jeff Aronson came on the show and offered him $50,000 to fight
Andre Harrison,
the champion of Titan FC. And Bubba couldn't get out of the contract for Bellator to make it happen. Are you going to consider that?
No. I'm with Bellator. I'm happy with Bellator. I wouldn't think twice about trying to jump out of a contract for, small money when I can get big money in the long run.
But that's more money than you're getting in Bellator right now. 50, right?
50 not good, if I win this fight.
It's 50.
It was
50 show?
He was just saying he'll put $50,000 up. That I wouldn't beat this kid.
Oh.
No, but he said he'll give him... He said he'll put 50 in escrow the next day.
Mm-hmm. So it was basically 50 to show. I don't know if I was going to get anything to win, but it was like a $50,000 bet. I don't know if I was going to get anything if I lost either.
I wish you would bet me with that, because I just fought the Titan champion.
But you wouldn't have left the UFC to do $50,000.
No. What I'm saying.
Exactly.
You know how it is. It's stupid, but it's like
it was fun to entertain.
When you beat somebody
though.
Who's a champion in another organization, you're like, fuck,
I could have been the champ. I could have a belt on my wall right now. But yeah, no, you would never entertain leaving your contract for some quick money. Yeah. It's not the smartest thing in the process. Yeah.
Now, word on the street is that Fedor is going to fight Tito Ortiz. That that's what I heard. That the Russians are talking about fighting Fedor. I would watch that fight, and I would think Tito would win that at this point, based on Fedor's performance against his last fight.
You think who would win?
Tito Ortiz would beat Fedor at this point, based on Fabio almost destroyed Fedor, and Fabio, I think Tito wins that fight. You?
I don't know. I'd have to think about this a little bit, man. I mean, I'm trying to think. When's the last time that
I was
Tito?
What year is this taking place? Exactly. I mean, I'm like, I feel like we're in some time jumble.
Yeah,
where they're like, let's take a guy from that year and a guy from that year, right, and we'll just make a fight.
There's
this
so
year.
Much more to the equation these days when you do these old man fights. Like,
you're
it's really, like,
you're right about that. Like, you're right about that. Like,
how many years has he been off now?
Has he still been walking every day?
Tito's
getting oatmeal on the regular.
Tito's
not the normal.
Right, it's not like.
Well, Tito's last fight was against his last fight was against the Bellator champion, the undefeated guy.
What, Liam McQueary.
Liam McQueary. Yeah, yeah.
That reverse triangle thing.
Yeah. But Tito looked good against Stephen Bonner, but Bonner, you know, jumped off the couch like that day.
Yeah.
It was kind of
a publicity thing.
Yeah. Now, all right, this week, Bellator.
When isn't it?
This week, this Friday night. Darian Caldwell, a guy that you beat in college wrestling,
yeah,
who I think is the most underrated fighter in all of MMA right now. I believe that he, at 135, could give Dominic Cruz a big run for his money. This kid right here, you never heard of him, right, Alan? That's why. That's the problem with Bellator. Here's the problem with Bellator. We have a guy in Alan Dubon who's had 5 fights in the UFC.
Like 8, dude.
8 seven, fights in the UFC.
Come on.
And your record is what? No. 6.
You keep undershooting his wins.
Right. You're
got knocked right out.
You're going to get stats to overdo it.
A guy, so we got a guy whose record is 6-2 in the UFC. A guy who's in the UFC, who I believe is top 15 in the world in the UFC.
All right, now you're getting some.
And he doesn't know who Darian Caldwell is. Here is the problem with Bellator. Here's all the... Forget... I mean, there's a lot of problems. One, the fucking stream that happened last week. I told you that they didn't show the fights live from England. Mm. And then they announced the winners on Twitter and Facebook as they were going live from England. 12 hours before they aired in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like, what organization does that? Just says, you know what? Fuck the fans. I'm not showing you guys. Anyway, so... Darian Caldwell was a 3-time state champion from New Jersey wrestler. He was a national champion in college. He beat Brett Metcalf, who beat Bubba Jenkins 8 times. Bubba beat Caldwell, and this guy is undefeated in the UFC. He's 9-0, never lost a round.
He's a UFC guy?
No, in Bellator. 9-0 in Bellator, and he beat Joe Warren in 1 round. This dude.
Oh, I remember. I saw that fight. I saw that guy.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So he's fighting Joe Tamanglo. Who is this guy, Joe Tamanglo?
Tough, man. Really, really. I think it's going to be an exciting fight. It's not the typical boxer versus wrestler or scrapper versus wrestler kind of guy, because now Caldwell knows how to throw his hands a little bit, and Tamayo knows a little bit of jiu-jitsu. So, but he's heavy-handed, a little short. He's like a little mini juggernaut. Like, you know, I've been in a sauna with him one time, and I was just like, hey, man, fucking what weight are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, make sure your ass don't be sliding up to my weight class without me watching you. But
well,
no, he's
Bellator
a big 35
has him
pounder.
At 145.
No, which, it's wrong because he's obviously a 35 pounder.
Yeah,
he's always been a 35 pounder.
He's from Guam. Have you ever been to Guam?
No, never been.
You been to Guam?
No.
Oh, I went to Guam. This is like
military tour.
Military tour. There's like 12 strip clubs on an island as big as Glendale. And I just like calling people going, hey, I'm in Guam. Because, like, where are you in Guam? But anyway, so we think it's going to be hard for Caldwell. I'm picking Caldwell wins this fight.
Well, yeah, obviously I got DC, the Wolf, to win this for sure, because that's my boy and I don't go against blood. But I think that it's going to be a tough one, though. It's not going to be easy. If you never heard of the other guy, don't think it's going to be a wipeout, because the other guy is tough-hearted, tough-minded, and he hits hard.
Now, other fight on the card, Melvin Gallard, who I believe is the most...
He's fighting Rickles.
The most what?
I think he's one of those guys where you're like in the category of most potential that he did not live up to.
Like a Dwight Howard.
A Dwight Howard. Exactly.
He is. Like, no, you're right. I mean, when you saw Melvin Gallard come out, young assassin, you were like, this guy's going to be a beast. But then you're right. It just ran off the rails.
He has and then snorted them. he's a guy who had all the tools. He has all the tools.
Yeah.
He just can't seem to put it together. Dave Rickles, the caveman. I love how he comes out like Bam Bam. That's
totally
one of my favorite things. I think Gallard's going to win this fight for some reason. I don't know why. You?
Man, it's hard. But just because of Melvin's last fight, I mean, he looks... Though his chin is gone,
you
can flick him and he'll wobble around. No, I don't think Rickles' chin is as gone. I think Rickles took some really good punches, especially by Chandler and these other guys. Like, they're solid punches. There's not like where you whiff and hit the ear and you're wobbling around, because I don't think the punch that knocked Melvin Gillard out even really landed.
Right, right. Well, it looked like a knockout punch.
Right, you know.
The guy was shadow boxing before he went out to the octagon.
Right, and he's getting dizzy real quick, real easy. Yeah. So I'm going with Rickles, but it's very hard for me because you know I always bet on black.
Right. Who do you like in this fight, Alan?
Damn. I don't know, man. I could see Gillard kind of like just using his experience, kind of like just kind of looking like playing the game with Rickles, like, you know, you ain't got shit on me in the striking game. But Rickles was one of those like deceptively
grinder.
Yeah, he's like grinder, more athletic than, you know, he's like, yeah, nobody would pick him on the basketball court with he would get in there and dunk.
I know
on
that feeling.
So.
I know that feeling well. I'm the guy that has to sit out there and hit 3 threes in a row before anybody will pick me.
Did you ever play any sports growing up?
I mean, like soccer and football and stuff like that. But like, I mean, I had to drop out pretty early because I was just too small.
Were you ever on a team?
Yeah.
In high school?
Junior high football, 7th grade for about a week. I was like, you know what? Fuck it, guys. I'm not built for this.
I went out for that.
Go join the theater class. I went out. No one's hitting me for 2 fucking hours an afternoon.
But I went out for the 8th grade football team, and I was 84 pounds, right? And I was a wide receiver in practice. I went to catch a ball, and a guy picked me up and just ran me back.
Like, just carried me
backwards.
Yeah,
just carried me back.
Right, right.
I'm like, all right, you can let me go now, man. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then in high school when I wrestled, I played varsity soccer for 3 years. And then I went from 125 to 140 as a senior in wrestling. I needed to get stronger. You know, when you jump, when you go from 103 to 112, 25 to 40, now all of a sudden you're with strong dudes. So I played football. I didn't know one play. They put me on the line. I played nose tackle.
What?
I swear to God, we had 2 nose tackles that line up against each
Did
side of the center.
Did you only have 6 males in your school?
No, but it was 2 nose tackles against the center, right?
What was this at again? What state?
In Maine.
Oh, wow. And, this is a private school.
That makes
private
sense.
School. No,
that
listen,
sense.
Fuckers. Here's what happened, all right?
Maine football is everyone, fucking wrecking.
Everyone else was in soap-making class.
No, that's not true.
Granola 202.
I had a bunch of tackles. I actually got a bunch of sacks because I was so small, people wouldn't even guard me. They're like, oh, this guy's not going to do anything.
Right.
And then I'm like, fuck.
You were Rudy.
And all of a sudden, I'm like, well, I'll tell you though, one of my favorite parts ever, favorite stories ever in football, a personal thing was I was playing linebacker, and I actually hit hard because of wrestling. If you could shoot a double.
Yeah, you got a good double.
So this guy came through, and I just left in practice. Our quarterback came through, and I just leveled him, right? I hit him hard. I had a good. And then they were like, Greenberg, all right, you go on offense, right? So then I actually go to the everyone's huddled around, and I see the quarterback limping, and I'm like, I got to see my own hit. I was like, fuck yeah. That was like one of my favorite moments.
You retired.
Yeah, then you retired on top.
Absolutely. I hated playing football, though, because I would get so many zits on my forehead from that fucking
helmet.
Yep. Oh, dude, it was a constellation. So a guy that you're ranked higher than is fighting a guy that ranked higher than you. Emmanuel Sanchez.
Man, the thing that makes me mad though is because like I asked for this fight 4, 5, 6, maybe 12 times.
Yes.
Like, yo, give me Sanchez. He's an exciting fighter. I would love that fight. People want to see some excitement, and they continue to just act like I never said anything about it.
Who wins this fight?
Man, easy money. This is easy money for Weichel.
Why is that?
I just don't think that. Sanchez is on that level yet. You know, he's a good fighter. He's exciting. He's tough. He'll keep coming. He punches pretty hard, as I've watched him fight. But Weichel, I think, is one of the best guys in the weight class. You know what I mean? And I don't think Sanchez is on that level yet.
Now, it's a good fight. It's a good weekend for fights, actually, especially free fights. That's Friday night on Spike. Saturday night on the UFC fight night from Chicago. You didn't even know about this?
I keep forgetting about it. I mean,
I love telling.
Like they're not even promoting this shit, dude.
They're not. For some reason, they're not. And the main event is Holly Holm versus Shevchenko.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right.
And I'm picking Shevchenko. I know people are. I'm telling you, this girl is tough as hell. I saw her beat Nunez twice. She's got 2 wins against Joanna Jędrzejczyk in kickboxing,
in Muay Thai. Yeah.
In Muay Thai. But the thing is that she's not fighting a wrestler or a grappler. So she's fighting a girl who, it's like Holly Holm, her main access, her main weapon is boxing. And this girl's got 2 weapons on the feet, and then I feel like they kind of they cancel each other out grappling wise. Who do you like in this fight?
Only because I'm not familiar with her that much. I got to go with Holm. What's her name that she's fighting?
Shevchenko.
Shevchenko. Yeah, man. Honestly, it's These girls are the main event on Big Fox.
Yeah.
Man, it's kind of surprising just because even though...
It feels very FS1, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Shevchenko, even though she's a really talented fighter, like, she's not very well known. How many... Was she have, like, two fights in the UFC?
I think something? They were kind of banking on... maybe it's weird. Maybe they were banking on Holm beating Tate when they made... That doesn't make any sense. I don't know. It's weird.
It's an odd... You know, a lot of the Big Fox fights have been either big names or, like, heavyweight title fights. Things like that. You know, it's Big Fox. And for this fight, that kind of... They haven't even promoted it, really. Haven't really seen much... As much as normal on it, I'm kind of shocked.
I think we got spoiled with that UFC weekend.
And it's so close on the heels of UFC 200.
That's part of it, man.
It seems like they would have separated a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's got to be a Fox decision. But that's something that, like, UFC wouldn't have pushed for that. Fox would have been like, yeah, but we're still having that fucking Fox fight night.
I'm gonna take Holly Holm with her technical athleticism.
You know what's so weird about Holly Holm? So, like, last year, I'm writing... You were at the MMA Awards, right?
Right.
Where Holly Holm collected 8 awards. Right. I mean, she won every award.
For one knockout.
She beat Ronda Rousey, upset of the year, female fighter of the year. It was, like, leading woman of the... It was just,
best,
like... Best
fight
of the year.
I get it. That was, like, an epic fucking knockout, but I can't even get an invite to the awards, and she gets 8 awards?
It was ridiculous,
what
right?
The fuck?
She just kept getting up. Like, it was almost like, just stand on stage.
Yeah.
The next couple awards are for you. Just
well, this year
there.
For the awards, I'll make sure not only you have an invite, you actually present. Yeah. Last year, I got Bubba presenting it.
Loved
which
it.
Which is funny,
awesome.
Though, because... But there's also, like, that award show, and I love doing it. They really got to represent other, because Bubba was the only Bellator fighter... That presented an award.
In the building. Not presented an award. In the building.
In
the only...
You presented what? Or you...
He presented,
I presented an award.
Okay, so only one he presented an award, and they didn't air it on the... He got, like, some award that, like, it was, like, best technical equipment. They didn't air it on the Fox broadcast, which is wrong, because the UFC is not the only game in town.
I mean, I can understand if it was the UFC awards.
Yeah.
But it... I mean, it was the UFC awards. Let's be real. It was the UFC awards, but... The name of it is the MMA Awards. There were no other MMA organizations, really, that were represented.
What's also crazy, though, is that Holly Holm goes from winning 8 awards last year to this year. I mean, I wouldn't say she's an afterthought. She's obviously headlining a card.
Yeah.
But it's not like she beat Misha and then Misha loses. So now she's like, now she's ranked number 3 or 4. Yeah. You know, it's just crazy how quick... The sport can change, and the female division especially.
Yeah. I agree, man. I've been having this debate with Karen Bryant. We've been talking about it lately because it's like they kept saying, is it that the female division was so weak, and or Ronda was just that, or you know, was it spread so thin, not enough talent in there, or was Ronda just that dominant? You know what I mean? And like now, when I look back at it, I'm like, you know what, like. Like, we kept saying there's not enough talent, so Ronda's just picking girls off. But now you take Ronda out, and the division's so competitive against her. Like, it just kind of shows...
Ronda was doing her damn thing.
It just shows how badass
she beat
Ronda
everybody
Ronda
with a name.
Was.
Everybody.
But it's also...
Pat, Misha, she beat all of them.
But it's also, I think, a combination of, like, okay, Royce Gracie loses, right? Who was the champion after Royce? Who was... It was, like...
Ken?
It was Ken Shamrock, and then it was... I mean, it just kept going, right? Yeah. Like, and that's sort of what the women's division is, where it's like, you know, and...
But I like when this happens, to be honest. So some people like long reigning champs, but I like when a division gets refreshed. Or like, you know what, like Wonderboy Thompson, he's in my division and we might fight one day. But you know what, he came in UFC, had a run. He goes from like just cracking the rankings at number 12 to beating
Hendricks,
and now he's like number 2. Like, it shook up the entire division when George St. Pierre went away, and there's the new champions, guys that weren't even ranked, and now they're the title contenders. It's nice to shake up the divisions and shake things up now.
I think it's good. I also think that they should do a better job though promoting these girls, because even when Misha Tate was a champion, Misha Tate's a hot chick. Mm. I mean, she's a very sexual. Yeah. And she's also a good person,
she's
you know,
a very sexual
woman, but is not afraid to. She's not afraid to show
how
her
do you
ass.
Know that?
I mean, she's very sexualized. I mean, she's not afraid to take those like bikini pics and
right,
like.
Right, right, yeah.
I mean, she knows she's got
in
a fucking.
Bedroom.
She knows.
She knows she got a great
in
ass.
In your hotel room.
No, I don't think her boobs are real. Okay, yeah. but they could have done more with her. I feel like they could have done more with her. Now they have a girl who's with Holly Holm. They could have done more with her. Now they have the first gay champion ever.
Yeah.
The first, I mean, no one, you don't even know that, right? Because Amanda Nunes is the first gay champion in the UFC.
I thought you had been trying to sleep with her.
Amanda Nunes?
Yeah.
No, no.
Are you sure?
I swear to God.
I'm pretty sure you tried to.
I have 100%. I mean, the fact that she doesn't speak English that well isn't helping her, but I feel like the UFC could be really promoting. Look, we have a first.
I think you're telling yourself that she's gay because she turned
gay. She's openly gay. Okay. Openly gay, openly proud, and I feel like in sports. How many dominant gay athletes are there in sports?
All of the WNBA.
Okay.
I mean, pretty much all women's sports was dominated by lesbians.
What's the football player that?
Just to be clear.
Michael Sam. He didn't make the team.
But like I was almost weeping, dude, like at the award show when he accepted
the award.
He was making out with somebody? When he accepted an award or he was giving a speech, I was proud. I was happy for him.
When he got drafted, they kept showing him making out with his boyfriend over and over again.
Oh, God.
So I just really think that the UFC could be doing a better job promoting the fact that they have a dominant gay champion.
But you know what? I think they're kind of tapping into that market. When we were there for International Fight Week, we were given shirts with the gay pride, the flag or whatever, you know, the rainbow.
I'm sure
flag
your friends in the Fashion Avenue were very happy.
They loved it. I repped it at a lot of the proceeds went to like Orlando Vikings and stuff like that. But I see them kind of hitting that market as well, man. Especially,
but they should be like, hey,
gay champion,
because people still think of UFC as like redneck bar fighting guys.
But man, it's very progressive.
I'm just saying, I don't, you don't, but the people still, there's still people out
there.
Wait
till Fashion Avenue shows up in Madison Square Garden.
Man,
wait till you see it. Leon Talley is going to be front row. Yeah. Anna Wintour. She's going to be there with pursed lips like, I don't like the sweating.
When they announce your name, you got to send like three models before you. Yeah. So like one comes, two comes, and then he finally comes.
Man, the shit you say when there's a camera around it.
So, all right. So, Edson Barboza is fighting Gilbert Melendez. This should be a great fight.
This is a fun fight.
I was at the Barboza fight versus Pettis where he just picked him apart.
I was going to say, Barboza looks good right now.
I think that the UFC is punishing Melendez for that steroid test. I feel like they kind of made him the coach on The Ultimate Fighter. They're making him the Fox Sports 1 broadcaster. They were very getting behind him. And then when you test positive, I felt that
what happened? What are the repercussions? Did they pull him from The Ultimate Fighter?
It was already done. The repercussions, but he was banned for a year. But I know that if you look at people that have worked for the UFC, they really frown upon, in my opinion, people that have been tested positive. Yep. I mean, like, Matt Hughes is the head of Code of Conduct. Mm-hmm. You know, Forrest Griffin works with them. Yeah. He never tested positive for anything, I think, right? Forrest didn't?
I don't think Forrest did.
Forrest never did. You know, what's his name? But they don't – it seemed like when Bonner got busted, they kind of, like, you know, distanced himself a little bit. And they really frown on that, you know.
As they should. It's different than, like – like when you test positive for steroids or something like that for basketball, like you're playing basketball, maybe that guy can jump higher, or maybe that guy can run a little faster down the court. He can go, you know, or he's in the post. He's a little bit stronger.
Yeah.
But we are hitting each other with vicious combinations that if you put a little bit more onto my punch, I could possibly kill you. That knee had...
Thank God Venom Page wouldn't
take any juice. I was just about to say that. Had Venom Page been on a little bit more juice, he probably would have killed Cyborg.
What do you think of Venom Page, by the way?
That's my boy. I love his style. Man, love his...
I just want to see them give him some interest. Okay, he's like...
Give him the real talent, though.
Right. He, give him a fucking title shot or give him... I mean, there's so... give him a... what's his name? The Brit that just lost... Paul Daly.
But
you know the fight that I want to see. Chidi and Jaquan is in Bellator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chidi is a dude. They're like they're both 6'3".
Chidi beat you, right?
Me and Chidi fought my second pro fight. Yeah. Like my first loss ever, man. Chidi's
what was that at?
Tashi.
I was there for that. I actually fought on that card.
Outside. I remember you were making your debut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I remember Chidi Bang Bang from.
Chidi, so. Man. I didn't know. I never knew who he was. He took it like on 2 week notice, man. We fought, and I was like, "Fuck, this guy was a beast, man."
He was tough.
And we're cool now, though, man. And he's a guy that like Chidi's got a mass. He's got so much talent. He's a guy that Venom Page. Oh man, that would be a striker's delight, man.
I see both sides. Number one, I think you're right because, like, Cyborg Santos, as tough as he is, He's still record. His record's like 20-18
he's
or something.
Like, right, right, right.
You know, he's a 500
he's
fighter.
He's tough, but he loses every other fight.
At
right,
the same time,
guys, like,
at the
okay,
same time,
guy, can you at least beat this guy.
Yeah. At the same time, I like the fact that they're building up their brand, and I think guys with like MVP, Bubba Jenkins.
Yeah, but if they're going to build the brand with one, they should build the brand. With
no,
all
I agree with Caldwell. I like that they're kind of easing them in before they throw them out there.
I get it. I
no,
just
they didn't
like
ease me into nothing.
In.
Ease me into nothing.
I feel like Venom, like his entire fight library is of highlight reel. And I'm like, okay, he's eased in. He's like, he like knocks out everybody. Like he does the thing. Like give him
a tough
guy.
And this is crazy. The fact that you know Venom Page and don't know Caldwell when they're the same amount of talent, I believe. Venom's just a little bit more exciting
I think Caldwell's better, pound for pound.
Right. So because of his antics, he's a little bit more, you know, the way he moves.
I mean, Caldwell beat Joe Warren in one round. Venom has not beat the equivalent of a Joe Warren.
No.
Right.
Not even close.
But I think also Paige, other than having, he always had like a spectacular finish, but he plays it really good. You know,
people were upset that he did that Pokemon roll when the guy has the worst injury ever. He's knocked him out.
But he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that shit.
He just thinks it's a standard knockout.
He thinks the guy's down. But man, you could tell something was wrong because
the way he went down, grabbing his face and
his feet was smacking.
Me and Kenny were talking about this. Like, you know when you're a kid and like you're hurt, you pick your feet up. Or like you're watching cartoons, you pick your feet. Like fighters don't do
the ground.
You kick the ground.
When your older brother
right, you kick the ground, and he was kicking the ground in pain. And I was kind of, as soon as I saw that, I was like, man.
But do you know how? But do you know? Like, but you say he doesn't know. Do you know how hard you knock a guy out?
No, I mean sometimes like
you don't feel it.
Yeah, like they say, it's true when they say sometimes the ones that you like weren't trying. The ones that knock him out the best, man. And
sometimes it feels like a firecracker went off in your hand, like. Boom! Like, you know that was a good one, you know, when you hit him well. And then sometimes you're in the middle of throwing a combination. Your eyes might not even be open. You might not even be looking at a target, so to speak. And you just hit him, and next thing you know, you're still throwing, and that guy's not even, you know, he's already fell down.
Yeah.
And you still throw 3-4 more punches because you really don't feel it at times.
I will say, I would be so curious to see if Venom Page was limping around for a couple of days after that. Because I remember my pro debut was at Tosche Palace. I did a flying knee knockout. Not that brutal, but I could barely walk for 2 days just because it hit the guy so hard. And like, I mean, Venom Page fractured his fucking skull. Like,
what I like about Venom Page is that, right, it seems like he does everything the wrong way. I mean, his hands are down, his chin is up, and it's been working for him.
Yeah.
He's got a very similar build.
Well,
it's
sort of like, I think, like Prince Nassim Hamed kind of did that. Wonder Boy, sort of, in a way.
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder when he fights a guy at that next level if that's going to work.
I think they're still intimidated by the way he moves and how fast he is. I don't think people really realize how fast he is until you're in there staring at him and he's got his hands down and you're like, yo, I gotta hit him in his face. And then he tags you two or three times.
Yeah.
Or that blitz step that he does where he's like, he's got his back foot behind him and he just jumps across the cage and puts his back foot in front of him. You don't realize how fast that is until that long ass 70 something reach arm punches you in your nose and you weren't even ready for it and he's coming again. You know?
Well, he's been a black belt forever. His dad's
a
black belt.
He's been a great fighter for a
while. Brothers are all black belts. His sister's a black belt. He comes from a fighting family, this dude. So I'm curious.
So don't break up with his sister.
Yeah, right? Obviously, I don't think he's fought the high caliber guy yet, but other than that, obviously, you see the recipe to beating him in the first round. They took him down and he did pretty good ground defense. So I'll give him credit. But look, he even said after, he said, like, that was, like, the toughest fight of his life. And, like, he didn't even, like, you know, like, barely break a sweat. But it shows he hasn't even been taken down before, really. So you take his ass down, you mount him, you beat him up a little bit. That's probably the recipe to beating him. But on the feet, man, he's a tough task.
What I'm looking forward to the next fight, Felice Herrig versus Kylan Karan. She's the Hawaiian chick.
I'm curious on this, Adam. Who do you think's hotter in this, bro?
I've hung out with Felice before.
Like, Felice is well known
for
being like the cute.
She's got a very tight body. She's adorable. She's
Karen
actually
chick's got something though.
Fun personality. This other chick though, I don't like the chest tattoos.
Yeah, she's kind of tough. But
you take away those chest tattoos, and I don't know, man. That Hawaiian. I think she's fuck,
that
man.
I like Felice.
If I wasn't engaged, I'd fuck either of them. But who would I? I feel like Felice would drive me crazy.
Felice seems like a girl that knows it more. She plays to the audience with the, you know, her being cute. She knows. I mean, if you see her on Facebook or whatever, her fan page, like it's her in lingerie or whatever almost every day. So she plays it up more. But
the other chick's more of a Jesus girl though.
What's that?
She's more of a Jesus girl. The other girl, Kylan.
Oh, like, really?
So I think
with
she's
the chest tattoo. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Jesus girl.
Yeah.
Shit.
I think she's like. So I don't know who's crazier. I do think Felice would play more games with you. And Felice dated CM Punk, which is a big turn.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. She dated CM Punk. I don't know. I feel like she'd be tougher. Like, you'd have to, like, as much as you think you're getting laid, it would take you months to get laid with Felice. Yeah. I don't think she puts out right away. Where the other chick, I feel like, would put out right away, put out after the second or third date.
You're saying the Jesus girl.
The Jesus chick.
Would give it out.
Would give it up more, faster.
With the chick.
Sooner than the girl who...
And is way less of a headache.
Sooner than the girl who's in lingerie on her Facebook page.
Right.
Okay, yeah. No, you make sense.
Honestly.
You make sense. Yeah.
Honestly.
You're doing good. I understand your taste. You got it.
The other girl wants you to think that she's fuck everything. I'm not saying Kylan would fuck everything, but if she, like, she liked you. But I'd have to go to church. I don't want to have to go to church.
Have you ever had any of them guests on the show? Have you?
I had Kylan a couple times. And
oh, really?
Felice. I had both of them on.
Oh, nice.
They're super sweet. I mean, Felice is cool, but Felice is so up and down. Like her moods go from, like, she's kind of a moody chick, and she's kind of a tease.
She has it's crazy, man. She has a huge following. I mean, I know she's an Ultimate Fighter and she's a cute chick, but like,
Jesus,
her fan
Christ.
Page has, yeah, she's shredded.
God,
dude, look
damn.
At those veins. And
who,
shit.
Felice?
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
She is shredded. Yeah. She looks great, man. But yeah, she has so many followers, dude, and like
she looks like there just might be a dick hiding down. Just in that picture, not normally, yeah, Felice. Yeah. I think you're beautiful.
But Felice will take a picture with like her legs on top of her head. With her, and then I'll be like,
right.
Felice, do you understand why people get the wrong impression? She's like, oh, I wanted everyone to see my socks. And like, she's just
my socks.
Yeah, she's just playing.
But she'll get like fucking 10,000 comments. It's nuts, bro.
Exactly. I don't know. Who do you think would you rather bang, Felice?
Like I was saying, man. Like even though Felice is the more well known cutie pie, that's a fighter. The other girl, was it Karen?
Kylan.
Yeah, I think she's cute, man. Like, she's kind of tough, but she's cute.
I go with KC, too.
Yeah.
KC's a little
Greg,
bit hotter
you?
Than me.
Felice.
Why?
Because she's hot. No, because we hung, you know, you've had her on the show.
Because he follows her on
Twitter. Didn't we hang out with her? In,
we did, in Vegas.
So she said hi to me.
She did. That's pretty much it.
We did hang out with her.
She was nice, and I liked her, and she was super cool, and, you know, why wouldn't I want her?
But she'd be on her phone the entire time, though, taking selfies.
While you're banging her?
Probably, while you're banging her. While you're banging her, she'd be on Snapchat.
Hashtag, I've had better.
Hashtag, is it in? You know, so,
like, I'm working my ass. Hashtag oh under 5 minutes.
But Felice might be fun. I don't know. It depends. It depends. I think Felice is the kind of chick that you date and she would just dump you one day and you would never know why.
She would be tougher to date because she's probably the kind of girl that has guys hitting, you know, followers and all these people direct messaging.
Yeah, but
everything.
They're just creeps.
But I feel like you'd have to worry though about some producer promising her a movie or something. Yeah, you know, maybe. I don't know.
That sounds like your own worry. I don't think that's that ain't a real worry at all.
All right, Eddie Wineland versus Frankie Sands. I was at the Frankie Sands fight against Uriah Faber. He looked really tough, really tough. Good wrestler. I think Eddie Wineland has seen better days. Eddie Wineland was the man. I think he was the WEC champion at one point. Mm-hmm. Tough as hell. He's a fireman. But I got Frankie in this one. You? All right. Darren Elkins versus Jadfrey Pepe. Usman's fighting. Your boy Usman.
Yeah.
He's a type of fighter, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Usman is fighting Alexander Yakovlev, Thunder of the North. Jesus Christ.
I haven't figured him out yet, man. didn't he like have a fight at 55, then he jumped up to 70? Or
he's fighting at 70? Yeah.
I like these Russian fighters.
They're good, right?
They're tough, man. They are tough, both in MMA and in boxing.
Yeah, that's a
there
tough fight
for them. There
have
been a lot of emerging Russian boxers, and they're also very, very tough.
Yeah, that makes it easy when your government is, you know, allowing you to dope.
Well, but then they come over here, and they got to get tested.
Yeah, Thunder of the North has a win over George Sullivan his last fight, beat Gray Maynard before that, lost two fights before that. He lost to Damian Maia.
Beat Gray Maynard?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was.
And he lost to Nico Musaki. But he lost to Maia. I think that was a tough fight against Maia, actually. Maia had a tough fight. Maia is such a beast, man.
Yeah.
Maia at 170. Is there a guy you'd want to fight, Dane Maia? Would you want to fight Maia?
No. Why would anyone? It would be not a fun fight. I mean, he's not, you know, he's going to strike with you for a second and then shoot on you, and you got to worry about him, you know.
Drowning you.
Yeah, the whole time. So, I mean, like, he's definitely, I don't think anybody that and not like for somebody, not saying that somebody would want to fight, wouldn't want to fight him because he's like a tough fight. It's just he's not a fun fight, literally, not a fun fight at all.
Right.
Yeah. You'd be trying to,
you could do everything you want is to make it boring.
Yeah.
He'll
exactly.
Still make it boring.
Fight. They'd be booing.
Now, who do you think wins, Tyron Woodley or Robbie Lawler?
Gotta go with Robbie, man. I mean, only because he's proven more. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's on a roll right now. He's killing everybody. He's got all these 5-round fight victories right now. Where Tyron is coming off of a year layoff or something? 2-year layoff?
Maybe more.
It's been a while. It's been a while. So he's not as sharp as Robbie. And, you know, not to, like, be on the Joe Rogan train, but, you know, Tyron does slow down. He got a lot of muscle. He slows down in fights, you know. And this is going to be a 5-rounder. Robbie shows that he's a beast all the way through. So you've got to go with the champ in this one. But every time I've said that lately, fucking champ, the champ seems to lose. I mean, dude, there's no like. Other than John Jones, if whatever happens to him, but like it's like there's no more like 4-year GSP undefeated champion. I mean, dude, belts are changing hands these days. So.
I just feel like with Tyron, he gets in his own head. You know, you saw it with when he fought Rory McDonald. He just sometimes he gets frustrated, and he doesn't know how good he is. He's like almost like I think the perfect fighter, other than the gas tank. Mm-hmm. But I do sometimes worry that he's gonna. It's a big show. He's happy to be there. It's a title shot. Does he really believe that he can do it? Mm-hmm. You know, Tyron Woodley on his best day, I think can beat Robbie Lawler, but he can't. But it has to be his best day. Bubba.
I think that if it was a 3-round fight, I got Woodley. But since it's a 5-round fight and it's in what you would call Lawler's battlegrounds, to say, because it's a title shot. He's been there before, which Woodley has not. It's 5 rounds. He's been there before at a high rate, which Woodley has not. And he can take a punch. So it's not like Woodley can catch him in the second with a mean punch and he's not going to still be there in the fourth or the fifth. Because that's what Woodley banks on, the fact that if he can get up early, then he doesn't have to fight. I mean, a lot of people say he gasses, which he does. So if he doesn't gas, he'll have a better chance. He definitely gasses, but he also pulls off the pedal if he's winning 2 rounds. You know what I mean? If it's 2-0, there's no reason for him to do what he's already did in the first, in the third. You know what I'm saying? So
Robbie's just more proven to me.
Yeah,
than,
more proven,
than,
but. Yeah. I got to bet on Black.
If come on. Goes,
if I'm giving you my answer.
Man, Robbie's freckles are kind of making him
dark. And I think he is mixed, though.
But he's your old teammate, though, right?
Yeah, both of them are. They're both teammates. Both of them went to ATT.
Do you ever see them spar together?
Nope. Never seen them spar together. But I do know that if it's before the third, I give it to Woodley. After that, sun going to burn that chocolate.
Greg, who do you like this fight?
Lawler.
Why?
You know.
Cause he's
all right, thanks.
I like Lawler better.
He's got freckles.
I haven't seen Tyrone in forever. And, you know.
What Joe Bond and Bubba said. Yeah.
What they said, put that together, and that's what I'm saying.
Man, that's crazy. Now, what do you think about all these guys? So Chad Mendes now 2 years.
Man, that's fucking crazy. Chad Mendes. I mean, this guy's like, you know. I don't know. He's just like he's a staple of the UFC. You know, he's got so many fights. He's the Team Alpha Male guy. He's fought for the title.
He got suspended for 2 years.
Yeah. 2 year suspension, dude. That's
well. Listen, okay. I was in the finals the same year that he was when he lost in the finals. I lost to Metcalf in the finals. Dude. Yeah, I know him as far as like the wrestling world goes. So I'm very, very disappointed that he comes from this blue collar, hard working atmosphere as wrestlers that we are. And decided to dope. And the only reason why I'm okay with the 2-year ban, obviously everybody wants to see him fight, is Chad Mendes. But like I was saying earlier, it's extremely, extremely dangerous. And if I had to fight this dude, I'd be ready to sue his ass for have been on steroids. I'd be ready to really go to his house and catch him in the backyard, because steroids is that kind of surprise weapon that you got to get out of the game.
I mean,
you got to get out of the game.
You think the guy, he loses to Frankie Edgar in 1 round, he gets knocked out. He goes home. He just like questions everything in his life. And just says, you know what? Something's got to change.
The thing that I'm curious about, man, is, and I'm definitely not like calling anybody out at all, but I'm just saying, like a lot of times when somebody gets popped, one of their buddies referred them to somebody, or there's somebody that hangs out at the gym. It's kind of like if one's doing it, and in most scenarios, there's a couple other guys doing it. And you've seen it, man. You've seen it, and. It makes me everybody at Alpha Male is so ripped up and everything. You know, they're all in great shape. And I was shocked, to be honest, because they're all so, Like, they seem like very clean-cut, kind of honest guys.
It was HGH, too. It was, like, the good shit.
Yeah, I wonder if, man, like if...
Human growth hormone.
What if somebody else came out? You know, what if somebody else gets popped from Team Alpha Male, like, in the next couple of weeks or something, man? It'd be devastating.
Well, didn't Uriah say TJ was doping or something, or... There was like some kind of shit going on.
Can't believe that anything between those two. It's just so much bad blood. You can't
it's
believe
it. Crazy,
honest.
But also
you got to bring in Lance Armstrong. He knew how to go and get away with it. No, for years, never tested positive.
It's
got
money
away
got
with
out.
This. He won 7 times, and then later, the only reason he ever got caught was because he fucking admitted it like a jackass. But now that's who they need to be consulting with. He needs to have a doping.
But Mendez, I don't know. Mendez is this guy who goes around killing animals, hunting, which I'm not a big fan of. And then he's just like this country guy.
Stop being sensitive.
I was about to say, come on. Oh, it's a lifestyle choice.
He goes around. He goes around killing animals.
Yeah.
Well, how else are we going to eat? How else, especially if you're a guy?
There are enough animals that are already dead. You don't have to kill your own.
But
right?
It's like you actually going around shooting cats and dogs for fun. Yeah. Okay.
Who knows?
Hunting's its own sport.
All right. Whatever. I don't know.
Being all sensitive, which are 13 cats and shit.
As long as he's eating, I'm saving these motherfuckers.
Exactly.
As long as
in California for too long.
As long as they're eating, as long as they're eating what they kill, fine. If you're sport hunting,
I don't think any hunters really do that, man. I mean, they don't need the meat,
but you
eat everything.
If you hunt deer, you're eating that fucking deer.
Fine, but there's plenty of sport hunting. Even like those fucking dumb Trump sons. Like, I can't listen to what they say at debates.
I'm saying no. I understand. Like if you're going to go kill an elephant just to get the ivory from their trunks and stuff. But I can understand that. Like that is to me despicable. You know what I mean? You're killing this animal just to get something from it. Like when you're sport hunting, like a deer or these things that they're like, oh, I got 5 pounds of this. You want? To, I mean, when you're a hunter, like they are hunters. Like Chad Mendez is a hunter, then you appreciate what he's doing because he's almost basically taking it back to how we were. Before, if you're
eating a thing, fine. But there are people that go around killing bears
and tigers and shit.
What do you need to kill a bear for? What do you need to kill?
Bear meat apparently is really good.
Sometimes it depends. If the bear's about to kill you,
fine.
Taking that bitch home on a rug. Taking that bitch home. Look, I came to hunt some deer, but your ass is in the spikes. You getting it?
There are people going around killing bears.
What was your point before this?
Squirrels. My point is that Chad Mendez is like one of these like country guys that like goes around like. You know, with the whole country music and the Jesus and
that.
And then he goes around taking HGH, just fucking cheating. Right, I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Right.
Wait, so you're
the country music?
Country music, Jesus.
Yeah, all these guys
and deer hunting.
All of those people are against HGH.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Jesus clearly said in Luke 4:16, "Thou shalt not dope."
Yes, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Oh, man. All these guys are holier than thou and quoting the Bible and taking HGH is bullshit. Come on. I'm not sure they're all of them. Maybe just Chad. Okay, but I'm just saying. It's
an epidemic.
Everybody
in this
makes mistakes.
Yeah, no,
okay?
That's
intentional.
As in shape and all that, I was shocked. Man, I was shocked.
His mistake was getting caught.
Saying it's intentional doesn't mean it's a mistake. It's still a mistake. I'm not saying it's an accident. It's an accident would be it's not intentional.
Man, thank God that he made that half a mil when he fought fucking Conor. Now he's like, all right, you know what? 2 years sucks.
I got it.
It's fucking payday in my life.
Well, thank God because HGH is expensive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about all the people he had to text to be like, yo, I'm going to have to back out of that shit. I got to hold on to this money for 2 years.
I'm just saying, you're right.
Lay away, bitches.
So him, Brock Lesnar, I don't even know what that was.
Man, look. He's like, if you didn't know he was on steroids, your ass is Ray Charles, son. Like, I could tell he was on steroids. When they said Brock Lesnar coming back for UFC 200, I was like, he on something.
Of course he's on something.
And he looks better now than he did before he started.
He knows he's getting tested. He knows he's going to fail the test, correct?
So he got that check? He's not giving the check back?
I don't know. Is he getting his check?
He had to have this conversation with Dana.
Exactly.
Like, look. Dana's probably like, look, we're going to give you, you know, we're not going to test you for 4 months back or whatever. And he probably told Dana, look, he's got it. I mean, you would have to. Look, I'm going to fucking fail a drug test, dude. Like, I'm so much shit. But look, if you want to pay me, I'll fight, bro, and then we could figure it out later.
All right, but exactly. I'm going to throw you the look. Dana was like, cool, but I'm going to throw your ass under the bus. After this, Dana, after we get
you,
our check, look, no, this,
like,
is, this is
like,
on
cool,
you.
Wait till after we get paid that $4.1 billion.
Yeah, exactly. After we make it, I got to save this pay-per-view. You're the name that I need. We'll just fucking ignore
we'll
all this shit.
Out.
Then later be like, oh, I can't believe it. Then here's your money.
And now Mark Hunt's like, I want half or I'm fucking leaving. But I don't think – I think it's good that when you're going to negotiate, when you're going to bargain, you got to start high. I don't think they would give him half. But look, if they cut him half a mil or something, I would take it and walk.
Well, Mark Hunt said he wants to form a union and leave the UFC.
I'm first of all, shout out to Mark Hunt for the fact that he's stepping up saying that he wants to form a union, because that's the first thing us fighters need to do is stick together and get a union. How can we have uniforms – and UFC, if we don't have a union? The reason why all these other teams, leagues, NFL, NBA, all these things have uniforms is because they have a union. And
you don't
people
have uniforms at Bellator.
Yeah, and we don't have a union either.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. How can you have uniforms in the UFC and you don't have a union?
Right.
All these other organizations have unions, people to fight for the rights
of
the
athletes. Unicorn
as
well, since it's UN. All of them.
I don't know
uniforms,
what that means. But
union, unicorn. All right, go on.
I'm just saying that we need to stick together because the reason why fighters don't.
Fuck you.
The reason why fighters don't.
All right, go on.
The reason why fighters don't do it because each one of them by themselves can get blackballed and taken out of the game.
Yeah.
But if all of the UFC fighters say, look, we're not fighting another day until we talk about this union. I'm talking about all of them. They can't say, oh, we're going to release all you guys. We're going to bring in the next crop of guys. If all the guys in Bellator say, look, together we stand. We're not all your shows are canceled. We're digging in your pockets. All your shows are canceled. All the UFC shows are canceled that are coming up until all of us fighters start talking about an international union where we have equal pay rights, knowing the curve, knowing what's going on in sport, because they're making, like Hunt said, they're lining their pockets with our blood, and at the end of the day, we're hoping to get the knockout of the night. We're hoping, in that organization, there is none of that in my organization.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that we can get that good payday and that one fat check and get that sponsor that says, oh, yeah, well, you're the champion or you're the future champion.
Why don't you do it?
Because all of them won't stick together.
Well,
some of them are getting paid enough where they're like, oh, I'm not going to be in on that.
Well, and also, you would have to be real quiet about it at first because they're going to want to ban any – they're going to kick out anybody they think is leading the movement.
Yeah.
So you would have to do it very much on the down low.
That's why I said shout out to Hunt for stepping up.
Shout out to Hunt, exactly, because if you want people to follow, you got to have guys that are names in a sport. You got to have recognizable figures, people that are veterans in a sport, like Mark Hunt and people like that. You can't just have a guy who's 2-3 fights deep in the UFC making 15 grand a fight, and he's going to form a union, or people going to stand by him. You need the leaders to stand up and everybody else to follow. So, that was good.
Listen, if actors have a union, fighters should have a union, too.
Right.
Damn right.
And when the actors' union was started, it was started by Charlie Chaplin. It was started by the people that were at the top in the film industry at the time.
And the guys like Mark Hunt are the ones that could do it because they're at the end of their career.
And they don't give a fuck.
They already made their money. They're like... He's like the same age as Dana White. He's like,
And then it'll look bad on UFC to say, oh, well, you want a union. We're going to cut you, because then he's going to get louder. And he does not care. There are too many fighters that have to care about where their next check is coming from to survive. So they don't have the time for a lockout, for a union, for anything like that. Remember, the NBA players and NFL players have enough money to be like, lockout, no season, cool,
right.
We're straight.
Yeah.
My sponsor will carry me. My sponsor, whatever.
Right.
We got my endorsement is cool. Lockout, we ain't playing, but nah, we can't do that as fighters because we're counting on that up. We need rent in 3 months.
The NFL players are like, I'm good. You're like, hashtag and give me a fight.
Right.
It's a different world, man.
Can you imagine if Kobe was like, hashtag let me play a game or something?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy, but it's a different world.
John Jones getting suspended or testing positive for estrogen blockers.
Yeah.
What is that? What's going on?
Two types of estrogen blockers. Basically, it's kind of like if you take steroids and you get, I don't know the real name, but bitch tit. You know, you get fucking inflammation on your nipples, whatever. You got to take estrogen blockers.
Greg, you've been on it for years, I guess.
Yeah, it's called KFC.
So, from what I know about steroids and shit, if you're going to take some juice, a lot of times you got to take estrogen blockers. Either A, to hide it from when they're testing you, or B, from things like that, so you don't get bitch tit and signs like that. And from what I heard, going into my fight on Thursday, they had told us that from like some of the people in his camp, they told us that that he got popped for two different estrogen blockers, and sure enough, that's what it came out that it was.
So he was really trying to cover his tracks.
Yeah,
a guy like John Jones is so good without anything,
and he had so much time to prepare. He's yeah. been out of, he's had nothing but time to train naturally and get himself right.
I just don't understand. I don't know, man. Maybe everybody has a different thought process, but me personally, I'm not educated on steroids and stuff enough to feel like, you know what, I could beat the system. I don't care if they have the best guys in the world. You saw to test us randomly, this and that. I'm still gonna play the, you know, play this gamble and put my career at jeopardy. And hopefully get a small advantage. Like, are you fucking crazy? To me, that's just
baseball.
That's just crazy, bro. That's just
this ain't baseball where you can break a bunch of records, make hundreds of millions of dollars, yeah. and then be like, oh yeah, well half a season scary. Ain't much. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
get a 2-year suspension. I'm fucking almost 35 years old. I'm not getting. I can't. You know,
that's it.
Like, no, I gotta lose about 15, 20 pounds. What would you say I should do, Alan?
You mean steroids?
No, just in general. Just in general. Bubba.
HGH. Wrestling.
I gotta get ACL. I got my ACL
well,
surgery.
You better go to a sauna or something, yeah. dog. You talking about like you can't physically do anything. Well, you gotta eat better and go to a sauna.
I know.
A gallon Walk. Of water a day. What about running? Get your ass in a gym.
He can't run.
I can't run?
I could run until August 3rd. I can run. Well, August 3rd. Okay. Have you ever had ACL surgery?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
ACL. Yeah.
You need to put in 10 miles a month.
I
think
it August 3rd.
Fuck.
Yeah,
you know, I don't even want to fuck with you, but yeah, like I had a nasty ass hand, and at hand therapy today, they were like saying, "Is this the worst injury you ever had?" And I was like, "Hell no, ACL was, man." Just because ACL, the ligaments take forever, man. That's 5 months of physical therapy, and then trying to get
another,
back
into another 4 months of putting it back together.
How long till I could back till jiu-jitsu wrestling?
I mean, you know. I don't
Boxing.
Know.
When's the next Olympics? I think that's when you'll be back.
2020.
Yeah. It's always like 5 months to a year. You know what I'm saying? 5 months to a year with a ligament like that.
Wow.
Now the five months being like the soonest if you're a top level young athlete like yourself.
So for you,
top level, yeah. Hey, now you're Frank Molinaro,
yeah.
who you beat,
yeah.
is now representing the U.S. Olympian team in wrestling.
Yeah.
You think he's got a shot?
No.
What? Not at all. I mean, to place.
I hopped off the couch and beat him. And I'm not even in wrestling mode. I'm not in thought. I was like, yo, a check in Madison Square Garden, main event.
Yeah, what was the check? How much?
It was a good check.
Like 20?
Get out of my goddamn business.
Why are you always going to ask the number, man?
I'm curious.
Just make up a number.
Yeah, right, it was about $75 million. It was good. I don't have to.
Now people are going to be hitting him up for money now.
And look what you did.
Now
you set me up.
Family fucking
his phone's already ringing.
All right, go
but
on.
No, I just. And his style isn't conducive to the people across the country. Who don't mind the grind of the front headlocks and stuff that he does. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like had I truly, truly committed to wanting to be on the Olympic team this year, I could be the Olympic starter.
Now, you think you could beat Brett Metcalf in wrestling right now?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tweet Bubba versus Metcalf. Could we get that going?
I wouldn't do it.
Why?
What the fuck are for? Like,
what are you talking about, man?
Here's a guy, Brett Metcalf, who beat Bubba 8 times. We got to get revenge. And he follows me on Twitter.
But he's got a fight coming up.
After the fight, like in like Flow Wrestling or I this will be fun.
This is ridiculous. You're just like his career is just there for you to toy with. Like so then after this, I want you and we're gonna do it in the backyard, like some of those early YouTube fucking fights.
Fuck you! I think it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah,
all right,
for you, this guy's got a career ahead. He's on the ascent.
You don't think about Metcalf ever.
No, Doug, that was 5-6 years ago.
Fuck, man. All right, fine.
I don't think about my wrestling days anymore. I really don't.
All right, because I was going to tweet Metcalf versus Bubba the rematch, and we'll promote it. We'll have it MMA roasted.
It's fucking
now,
bothering
you know what would be awesome, though, if you tweeted Metcalf versus Bubba Jenkins MMA fight.
Oh, he won't do that.
You goddamn right he won't do that.
Yeah, of course. But he's not an MMA fighter.
Yeah, nor am I a wrestler anymore.
Ah, that's not true.
He's gone beyond that.
I have evolved, sir.
He is
I used to be a caterpillar. I am now
a beautiful black
butterfly.
Drop knowledge.
That's right.
A beautiful black butterfly.
And you're a sloth.
Yes, but I'm learning to be a koala bear. Which, by the way, do you know koala bears sit around those eucalyptus leaves? They get high on those eucalyptus leaves.
Yeah. They're also one of the few animals that fuck for pleasure.
For pleasure. That's why I'm koala, baby. All
nice.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Learn something new.
I guess he's more of a rapey animal. Like
a dolphin?
More like a bear. You just take it.
Take it. That's my raping dolphin. Hashtag raping dolphin.
Take it all, bitch. Well, listen, that's our podcast today.
We're ending on Rape Dolphin.
Yes. No, by the way, Conor McGregor just walked in. He wants to fight Alan Jubon. Alan, you know Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
How do you think he would do well against? You think he'd do well against Conor?
Yeah, I think so. I
think you think you could beat him for real?
I mean, yeah, dude. I'm a fucking professional fighter. I can't beat anybody.
Right? Even Conor McGregor.
Why not?
Why does everyone think Conor's so great?
Let me tell you something. You wouldn't beat me with your fashion crowd. I would beat your ass up one side of Madison Avenue and back down Fifth Avenue. I would stuff you filled with those supermodels. I would take them and ram them straight up your butthole. Although I'll tell you, I wouldn't mind getting jerked off by your bionic hand.
Alan, would you like to respond to this?
Man, I didn't know Conor McGregor's dad was here, too.
Wow. Now, if you fought Alan, Conor, how do you think the fight would go?
Well, it wouldn't be much of a fight.
Okay.
It would probably end at the weigh-ins.
Really?
That's exactly right. I'd whip my dick out, hit him in the face, knock him out with my penis, and that would be the end of the show.
Wow. Now, Alan, have you ever gotten a slap with a dick before in the face?
Definitely not.
And
new.
Of course, I'm only whipping out my dick so I can make weight.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you think you win by dick slap in the first round?
At the weigh-in.
Now, I mean, were you impressed by Alan's victory over Bilal?
Of course not.
Why not?
Because I fell asleep during it.
Yeah.
What can I say? If I'm not in it, I don't give a flying fuck.
Okay. What about Alan's last victory over that big dude from Australia? What was his name? The guy you fought from Australia?
I don't remember.
You don't remember the guy's name? Wow. Okay.
See what I'm telling you? The guy can't even remember his own fights. Why would I?
All right.
Brandon O'Reilly.
Now, Alan is voted today the most handsome fighter in the UFC. Conor, do you think that you're being overlooked?
That's only because I withdrew my name from the contest.
Why did you withdraw your name?
Because there was no contest. I was clearly the best-looking motherfucker.
Now, how do you think you'd do against Bubba Jenkins?
Bubba Jenkins would be a real test for me.
Why is that?
Because he smells a little different than all the rest. very sensitive sense of smell. I have a feeling he don't wash his junk. That's my feeling. I saw him walk in one time, and there were flies buzzing about his midsection. I thought, that's a man I couldn't get into a north-south.
There were flies around his cock?
Yes, flying buzzing all around like he never washes it. I believe he calls it Jamaican style. Jerk penis.
Now, Bubba, do you have jerk penis?
No, I don't have jerk penis.
Okay, so there were no flies around your cock?
No, those were horse flies.
Oh, there were horse flies because he has a horse cock.
I gotta tell you, I'd kind of like to see it.
This just took a whole new direction. Well, listen.
Who invited Conor?
For some reason, he's
saying. I don't see Conor. That's not
care, Conor.
Was that how he left? Did he leave on a? He left on a rainbow. Get to my unicorn.
So, well, Conor's gone. Greg, you missed Conor again.
God damn it. Every time I leave the room, he shows up.
Right. Greg, do you have anything coming up?
Just Haha Cafe this Saturday night, 10:30. I'll be doing the Open Space Theater next Tuesday night at 7:30 or 8 or something like that. So,
okay.
A couple little local shows here in Los Angeles if you're in the LA area.
Nice. Alan, anything? Isn't your Versace yet come out soon?
Yeah, man, Versace, finally,
Versace,
dude.
Versace.
Man, I
Medusa
feel like
head on me like I'm Illuminati.
That's it, man. I want to fucking listen to that song all day. And wear Versace clothes. It's been on the shelf for a year now. So yeah, it's coming out, man. Like in the next 2 weeks, you'll start seeing ads and hopefully commercials and all
now,
kinds of shit.
So. Are you gonna be on billboards and stuff?
Man, it's like a worldwide buyout. I mean, like they could fucking.
So
how mannequins up? They do whatever they want.
How long between the debut of this right of the ad campaign and your divorce?
Yeah, when you see the ad, it kind of supports your theory as well.
Right? It's gonna be pussy time, boy.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's
even I'm gonna want to fuck you.
There's a good looking girl involved.
Oh really?
That, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You don't have a chance.
Actually, dude, I can fucking show you.
They said, no, show me.
I'll show you after the podcast. It's like they released a director's cut, which is like 3 minutes long. So I'll show you guys after the podcast. There's like a unedited version.
That's now, awesome. If you're in Vegas for UFC 202 that weekend, I will be at the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas at the Stratosphere. Hit me up. I'll get you guys free tickets. This Tuesday, watch me on The Greatest on True TV. I don't know if this is going to be good or not.
Hashtag roast Adam.
Every Tuesday, I'll be at the Dime Bar. And this Friday, I'm at the Chicchansi Casino in Fresno. Tomorrow night, Chicchansi Casino. Also, we are on Tip a Fighter. If you like the show and you want to show us how much you like it, we will gladly take your tips. It goes towards everything. Tipafighter.com. Definitely tip us and show us that you like the show. Bubba, you got a fight?
Yes, sir. Fight Anaheim or Orange County, California, going down August 26th. I'm getting that revenge back, a little payback. Everyone loves a payback story.
Boy,
is it the co-main event?
I'm not sure what it is yet. We're hoping it's the co-main event. You know, we were the co-main event last time we fought, and you know, I want to get that spot back. So,
right.
Yeah, once more to settle the scores. You know, the theme of this fight camp.
Love
you know,
it.
to get that one back. I'm also doing a name change. I'm changing my name. I'm changing the game. I'm going different. So look out for Cage Fighters. Me and Cage Fighter have joined a deal, and I'm going to put some new name, new shirts out for my
Bubba
walkout.
Are you Bubba X now?
No. Oh. It's coming out. You got to follow me on Instagram and
what do you mean?
Twitter.
No more Bubba Jenkins?
No. My nickname, silly
oh.
ass.
Oh. Oh.
My name is Bubba Jenkins.
Is that what you thought he meant?
No, I knew what he meant.
Oh, no. You're so full of shit.
You're full of shit. How did you
know
that?
He's changing his name.
He's not changing the Bubba part.
Well, you knew. Okay, so it's No More the Highlight Kid.
No More the Highlight Kid.
Okay.
No More the Highlight Kid. We're changing my nickname, my walkout right. name, my fight name. Anything? What else would you call that? You know, we're
nickname.
Changing that
nickname.
Well, I thought you got it.
No, you said your
I'm
name.
I'm always gonna be Bubba Jenkins.
I was thinking nickname as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever.
Well, three out of four of us was
so full of shit.
What were you thinking, Nick?
Yes. Boom. There
yeah,
we go.
But you've never been
he
to
has
strict.
To support.
No,
you.
He does not. Yeah, exactly. No.
So I'm changing my nickname.
All right.
And
can we have a Guess Bubba's Nickname contest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We'll have a hashtag Guess Bubba J's new nickname.
Can we suggest names? Is it already been decided?
It's already been decided.
Oh, sorry.
Me and Cage Fighter are good. What were you going to suggest?
I don't know.
The beautiful black butterfly?
Yes. Beautiful. And then you could have a cake. Wave that shit.
Is it dodgeball?
Yeah. That'd be fucking beautiful.
I wish. It's
Bubba
not
dodgeball. Jenkins?
No, it's not dodgeball. But it's
Bubba Jenkins.
Watch on Instagram. Watch on Twitter. We're going to have walkout shirts and walkout fight night shirts. And it's going to be
That's great, man.
Change the name. So look out for it.
You got to get us some of them shirts. Wear them in the crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
And we gotta get tickets. People want to purchase
tickets.
We're gonna have a code out for my fight.
Excellent.
And everybody contact me to get the Bubba J code tickets.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys so much, and have a great week.